And now here is my secret, a very simple secret. It is only with the heart one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, The Little Prince, 1943. Chapter 1. Ubari Sansi, Libya, 2011. In the middle of the desert, the boy sat on his young camel, Al-Mataya, and looked across the dunes, north to where Ghadames lay, east across the Ubari Sansi, south to the Acacus Mountains. But he could only see the haze of the day bubbling on the horizon, heat melting the edges of land and sky. At first, Ezeel heard nothing beyond the snort of the beast and a dry clicking sound from its throat, and the suck of the sand as the animal stepped along the ridge. When it came, the sound carried high, a whine, insistent and far off, then louder, closer. He looked up and saw the fighter jet as it passed overhead, a dark gray shadow against the haze of the skies. The jet shot out of view, smaller, higher once more, the sound dwindling. The boy waited. He waited for the sound of dropping bombs in the distance, with an echo that would shake the valley. He waited for more planes in the sky, but they did not come. His camel, tired of waiting, pulled his head to the side and walked on, following an invisible path back toward the tents. The boy wondered what it would be like to pilot such a plane, to fly at speed and altitude, to hold the fortunes of whole villages and valleys under the pressure of your thumb, tensed on a control stick. Out here in the Ubari Desert, they had no television. But once when he had traveled with his father to Ghat for a cousin's wedding, he had sat in a row with all the children, while the adults ate and danced and celebrated. And he had sucked on sweet dates while watching Top Gun on a large screen. He, along with all the boys, apart from one, had fallen in love with Kelly McGillis. The refusenik was his cousin, Hassan, who loved goose, though he told